Houston, what's going on?
Three, two, one.
You know what? I'm realizing I might have ADHD. I mean, that's... Wait, no. We'll cut that out.
I can't. I gotta take a second.
I think he needs another.
Scissor Brothers!
You have three claps in front of your face. All right.
Those are the weakest claps I've ever heard.
Dude, don't fucking talk to me about my claps, bro.
Did you just play patty cake with yourself?
Dude, I am like really upset with how bad those claps were. I can't do claps.
Almost as bad as
your
handshakes.
I can't do handshakes.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Okay.
That was good.
That was a little
good.
Better.
That was good.
Cool. That was solid, man.
I'm going to do good.
He's just stressing out now.
You're fine. You're fine. Yeah. You're in a safe place. You're fine. Nothing's going
to
happen.
Yeah, this whole podcast is going to go to shit now.
Dude. God damn it.
Yeah. Starting off with a rocky start, guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was...
Let's do an ad read.
Exactly. Right into the ad reads right away.
Okay.
We have very, very amazing pals on the show today. We have our pals Vinny and Zach, and if you guys don't know these guys, let me tell you, they are just a fun hang and a fun watch, and they do a lot of great crazy stunts, and we figured that this collab was right up the Scissor Family alley. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the show, Vinny and Zach, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm stoked to have you guys.
Absolutely.
I've been watching their stuff for a while, and every once in a while, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't think Steve and I could roll with you guys on some of this stuff. I like the one that you just posted today of you as a wrecking ball.
Oh,
Vinny.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You knocking out people on a bungee cord.
That's actually an old video. It's probably 2 years old.
It's a good one, man.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that one. I was like, this is really creative.
Yeah, and I had to put the Miley Cyrus song in the background.
Of course.
Yeah. It's a perfect fit.
It's perfect. Yeah. Yeah, dude. And then you actually know Vinny from back in the day,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I met Vinny.
You okay, brother?
Yeah.
I just woke this guy up out of a car.
Yeah, it's a little early.
He was somewhere else for a second.
It's a little early.
Okay.
I met Vinny back on Pryor and Andy Roy.
Yeah, Rip Ride.
Rip Ride podcast.
Yeah,
and that was at the pizza joint.
Yeah, Pizza Nista.
Yeah, shout out to Pizza Nista. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, still, I think some of the best pizza I've ever had.
In LA, in California.
Where's Pizza Nista?
Long Beach. And I think there's one downtown
LA too.
Yeah,
there's
downtown,
one
yeah.
In downtown LA.
Do you know David Deary?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I did a show at Pizza Nista forever ago, like outside.
Yeah, it's owned by Salman
Aga.
Yeah,
I think that is the place. It's good.
And then how did y'all link up?
How did we link up?
Yeah, we met in rehab, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you guys are both sober.
Yeah.
Vinny, you are too?
Yeah, just celebrated 4 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's how you do a solid clap, Zach.
Yeah,
take some fucking notes, dude.
Thank you.
That's insane. So we're all sober.
Yeah. Jeremiah, you're sober too?
I am, yeah.
Oh, good shit.
He hasn't had a drop of liquor ever.
Yeah,
ever.
I'm one of those.
Yeah.
He's pure, dude.
More power to
you. I don't know. You don't have to call me pure.
Yeah, no, he's pure, dude.
I don't know about pure, bro.
I
don't know about that, man.
You are, dude.
If you say that I'm untainted next,
edge.
I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Pure, doesn't that describe you well?
I wouldn't say that.
Like, you're angelic pure, dude. Like, this guy has,
no, man.
You know, no drugs,
never
no alcohol,
sin.
No sex. He lived a virtuous life.
Would you like to join me on my Christian crusades?
Oh, God.
The next stunt.
Yeah.
Have y'all met anyone like that?
Can you make
that?
It through the Holy Bible in one sitting?
Y'all ever met anyone like that? I mean...
Dude, I would have never guessed that after seeing your set the other day, like pretty much twerking to Drake on stage.
Twerking is
he's a professional.
Bro.
Listen, man, he knows how to separate reality from his private life, man.
He's an entertainer.
He's an entertainer at heart, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Vinny, so good.
Vinny came and saw me at that Supernova comedy show, that outdoor comedy stage.
Yeah, what's that all about?
That venue's kind of sick.
Yeah, yeah, describe the venue. Yeah. What is that? I've seen that on Instagram. What is that?
It's like a, it's no ceiling, so it's outdoors, but it's surrounded by four walls, I guess it's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, it's like in an alleyway.
Yeah,
it's like between
yeah.
two buildings, and then they put a stage right in the middle of the alley, and so it's in the round.
Yeah, then they had like big projector screens going around each big wall, and they had like some trippy shit playing, like If you were on acid, you would have had a great time.
What do you mean trippy? Oh, yeah. Like house music?
No,
like
no,
Galaxy
no.
Slides.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like try to do the sound effect. Go ahead. What did it sound like?
Yeah, we'll wait.
Wait, what? That was playing? Oh, that sounds beautiful. That's not trippy. So sci-fi sounds.
They had some sci-fi sounds behind it, but it was, and then they had the projectors that had like galaxies on the projector.
Samsung Galaxies.
Samsung Galaxy Notes.
I just observed you do something that I love. You went like this. You went.
Me?
Yeah.
I smiled. And then I kept it in.
Yeah, you did it halfway.
Such a pure smile.
And you brought it back. You like caught
he's
yourself.
He's too pure to let himself go. Yeah. Full smile.
Exactly. Exactamundo. Yeah. And now, Vinny, you had something very special that I caught before the camera started rolling.
I know, and I'm really upset at myself that I let you catch it.
I didn't look at it yet.
You didn't even look at it yet?
I did not look at it yet.
Good for you, dude.
Can you do the real reveal to Jeremiah? I've seen it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the other day, I was I produced this other tattoo podcast, right?
Okay.
And so I had my tattoo artist.
We get it, dude. You're a producer in Hollywood.
You got a tattoo.
Right. I got a tattoo.
I'll suck your dick in a second. Here's my card.
And I had my guy do the logo to Scissor Bros.
That's insane, right? Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen it.
Oh. I gotta record this right now.
That's insane.
Dude, what?
I have so many questions.
Vinny, yeah. Is that
I have
real?
So it's so many real. Questions. Wow.
It's very
so,
real.
It's
oh,
so
no.
real.
It's the t-shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
It's insane, dude.
Dude.
It's insane.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, we're on you forever now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, I have to admit, no, there's other scissor tattoos out there. I have to say, that takes the cake.
I know.
Dude, that's so
you took the cake, dude.
Official logo.
Yeah.
And also... Yeah. It's the biggest one I've
ever seen. That's a big tattoo, dude.
Yeah, it's really big.
Yeah. So but I take it you've seen the podcast.
Yeah, I've seen the podcast.
This is actually his first time hearing about it.
Yeah. No, actually, all those tattoos are other podcast appearances he's been on.
Oh, that's insane.
That's how he enters every podcast.
Oh, like the skull. No,
but it's so funny because me and Zach were guests of Rip Ride 2. And I got a Rip Ride tattoo.
Let me check out the Rip Ride.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Guacamole.
That's insane.
No, but the logo is like,
dude,
it's
sick.
Fucking hilarious.
He just doesn't care what he gets tattooed on him.
It came out clean, dude.
It came out so good.
Now, what compelled you to do that?
Because I was thinking, I was like,
Scissor Brothers!
Dude.
Where did you come from?
I've been here the whole time. What are you doing?
Oh, just playing some PC games right now.
You're gaming?
Yeah.
Don't you have shows to plug?
Ugh, I guess I do. Yeah, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas for Moon Tower, April 20th through 23rd. And I'm also going to be in New York City, Tuesday, May 17th, doing my show Stand Up on the Spot. And you can go see Stand Up on the Spot every second Tuesday of the month at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles.
Well, we have Scissor Bro live dates also, April 6th, San Jose. Okay, and June 29th, Ontario Improv.
And we appreciate everyone who's subscribing to our Patreon. There's a lot of dope content on there and the stuff that's a little bit too gnarly for the main feed on our YouTube channel.
Exclusive stuff, if you're interested.
Album drops April 1st, and then our merch. We appreciate all the support with that as well, guys. Now let's get back into this episode of Scissor Bros. Love you.
Love you.
Because I was thinking, I was like, what can I do to make a statement, right? And
let him talk.
Yeah, and like we usually do like stunts and stuff, and like you were telling us a lot of your stuff's been getting flagged and or demonetized or whatever. So I didn't want to do anything to demonetize your stuff.
Right.
So I was like, why don't I just get a fucking tattoo?
I mean, what a gentleman.
I feel like we owe you one.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. What could be equal to that, a tattoo to repay my gratitude?
Get a tattoo of my name on you.
That's it.
Yeah. Vinny, get Vinny in cursive.
No, it has to be
with a heart.
It
has
wait. I don't like the cursive part. Let's rephrase
just
that.
The cursive. Just the cursive part.
Listen, man, the cursive might come off gay, not the name.
Yeah.
Could it be a can we negotiate?
Sure. Yeah.
Could it just be a V?
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because it could stand for V, the final battle, or Vinny.
Or vagina.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That dude knows where I'm at.
Yeah, dude.
So like, or like an anarchy, like a V with a circle.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But there's got to be a heart next to it, though.
Oh man. Oof.
Yeah. Am I reaching for that?
Well, we could talk that out. We could talk through that.
All right, we'll talk after the pod.
A heart
so,
by the V.
So, Steve, the pod, like, they've both been through what we're currently going through on YouTube, is which when you do certain challenges, YouTube flags them.
Is that, how do you guys know this?
Well, he's been getting flagged for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's been my entire life, just getting flagged on YouTube and different websites and stuff. But this is, I'm on my second YouTube right now. My first YouTube, I had like a lot of traction. It was mainly all like stunt related stuff though.
Right.
But ultimately it got taken down for dangerous activities. We only had like 100,000 at the time when it got taken down.
But that's still a lot.
And then some of the videos were actually getting like millions of views. It was sort of crazy. So, and then now I have another YouTube and just, you know, not the same.
I mean, I don't understand why, like, I mean,
YouTube just doesn't want that kind of content on their platform anymore. Yeah. I feel like
it used to be so huge on there, though.
You can do literally anything, like the prank stuff,
whatever.
Like, I'm afraid to, because like my main thing is like pranks and stunts, and I can't even post that on my channel. I can only do that on my Instagram.
Yeah.
And on Patreon and stuff like that. You know, I can't really put it on my YouTube at all.
How did you know that was the specific reason? Does YouTube contact you back and tell you this information?
Well, it'll get flagged for like dangerous activities, or it'll be like, it'll get like age restricted. But sometimes I've had it happen where like one time we had a video with shock collars where it was like, okay, the shock collar thing was fine because shock collars don't really make noises. But then, like, someone was like, oh, it's funnier if you put in a shocking sound effect, because then people know what's really happening.
Yes.
And I put that in, and it sounded really violent, and then it got taken down for, like, self-harm because of that.
Our first video that got flagged on YouTube was we put those shock receptors, like, for muscle.
Yeah, the muscle stimulators.
We put those, like, on us, and we added in post a little bit of
electrocution sound effects.
That was the first one that was like restricted 18 and up. Mm-hmm. You have to sign in to watch them.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah. And that really fucks you then, because now people have to fucking sign in.
Yeah. I know.
And like, you know,
it's just a hassle.
Yeah, and that was one of the, this has been one of the reasons why we decided to for our podcast, because we wanted to just like continue create content that
on YouTube.
Yeah. So people could fucking still get a
look. Yeah, still find you.
Yeah,
so.
Can
we shout out your guys' thing real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just do a quick shout out, please.
Yeah,
quick
What plug. The Fudge is our podcast. It's on my YouTube.
It's available anywhere podcasts are available. Spotify, Apple.
Everyone go check out What the Fudge.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
A new episode every Thursday.
And it's just you two?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just us. Yeah. Sometimes we have guests, but most of the time it's just Vinny and I being idiots.
Yeah.
Well, what about us? Me and the Scissor Bros aren't invited, or what's
up? Oh, dude, 100%.
We would love to have you guys on What the Fudge. 100%.
That'd be so sick. Can we do it or what?
Yeah, yes. 100%.
Please. You'll have us?
That would be amazing.
Absolutely.
We'll come do it.
Only if you get that V tattoo.
No, he doesn't have to get the V tattoo.
Hold on, because you guys, I want to get, because you have some, y'all both have beautiful tattoos.
Yeah.
I've been admiring it. He doesn't have any, though.
You don't have any at all?
Mm.
Fuck. You are pure.
It's all coming to light. It all makes sense.
So don't you think that he needs to get one?
You should get one.
You should. What would you get if you're going to get one?
Our logo.
Yeah, keep doing that.
What about our logo?
Yeah. What would you get? Not any logos, but what would you get?
If I actually got something, it might be... It might be, this is silly, but like, it
a
might
scripture
be,
from the Bible.
It might be along my rib cage.
Yeah. It might be. I know so many people that got that.
Oh, dude, I don't know what that fad was of getting like a dialogue like or a paragraph like next to your rib, but that's a real thing that people do. You know, I might get like maybe a turtle or a wiener dog.
Oh, a wiener dog would be sick.
Why?
Yeah. So turtles.
Also, I don't think tattoos need to mean anything at all, though, either. Yeah. Because most of mine are from gumball machines.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the
thing? So there was this one. I have a lot of tattoos that are like. There's this tattoo shop where you put 50 cents in, whatever comes out, you can get that tattoo for a reduced price.
Okay.
And it just whatever comes out of the gumball machine. So I have a bunch of gumball machine tattoos.
No, really? Like legit, flash tattoos?
Yeah. Like,
show me one.
This one is one. This one is one. So is this.
This one too, right?
So is that. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Else? So is that, actually.
Yeah. How many tattoos do you both have?
I don't even know.
Is it more than 10?
Yeah, 100%. My whole chest is done. My stomach's done. My ribs done.
Can you take off? Can I see the? Can you take off your? Thank you.
There's only a matter of time before you get naked on Scissor Bros. Steve jumps you into Scissor Bros. Yeah. I know you just got a tattoo, but what else you got?
Yeah. Oh, Vinny, beautiful work, dude.
So. Here's the holy grail right here.
Yeah, that's
the Scissor Bros right
that's
there.
That's just a banger,
you know. And then this is my buddy Kyler with a beard full
Love
of semen.
Love the shading.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got the Tiger King right here, and it says Tiger King for president.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
I have my dick butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have a portrait of Zach too.
Oh.
You want to see really? That?
But wait, who's the guy with the tuxedo?
Oh, that's my father. that's my pops.
That's beautiful, dude. Yep. I need to get one of mine. Is he still alive?
No. He passed when I was like two.
Yeah, my dad passed too. So is that in homage to him, right?
Yeah. It was my first tattoo when I was 18.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah. But I really don't care what I put on my body anymore.
Yeah, like when do you stop not caring? Because I'm still like kind of like picky. I should get it here. But like when you get to that point, it's just anything goes.
Yeah. I usually do it just if like something. It reminds me of something, you know, like, oh, this happened to us at this point, so might as well get something stupid.
So the reason why I would choose a wiener dog or a turtle is turtles, I've had turtles throughout my life growing up, like as pets and stuff.
Yeah.
And also I have little turtles around my place that I find are, I'm not a superstitious person, but I do like to create things. I'm like, I'm gonna make this thing mean that there's good luck attached to it.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
It doesn't make sense, but I'm like, I've got like these little turtles that I'll rub it like this and I go, lucky turtle, bring me luck. Lucky turtle, bring me luck. Lucky turtle, bring me luck. Lucky turtle, bring me luck.
That's the purest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He's pure, dude.
He's pure. We should name this one.
The pure one?
The pure one.
The pure turtle.
The pure one. No, like, where would you get the turtle?
It would probably be, like, on an armpit or something.
The sternum.
On his chest.
No, it'd probably be, like, on my armpit.
How do we make this happen?
I can make
Will
that happen.
Will your homie come on?
Yeah, 100%.
He'd give us the deal or what?
Yeah.
He'd give us the... shout out to Dresden Made, though, too. We got one, too. Dresden Made.
Dresden Made, baby.
Dresden Made.
The official tattooer of Scissor Bros.
Dying to know what the wiener dog represents.
Wiener dog, that's another thing that just makes me genuinely happy every time I see one. And I've had wiener dogs, like, growing up throughout my life. And I've got one at home named Footlong. And he's an OG.
Kansas?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got this little dog. His name is Footlong. Some call him a dachshund. I call him a wiener dog. You better not go near him when he eats his food. If you wanna keep your fingers, stay away from this dude. He's a vicious little puppy. He'll bite your face off. Like that Nicolas Cage movie, except way more tough. Beware of the dog. It's not just an expression. An even more serious thing than the Great Depression.
I thought it was from Welcome to the Dollhouse because they used to call the main character Wiener Dog. No, okay, sorry. We'll cut that out.
No, we'll put it back. Okay.
But if you guys we're going to cut it out and then put it back.
Yeah. It goes on the cutting room floor and then it's like, no, this is quality.
That's actually, it's great.
You guys haven't seen that movie?
No, I don't think so.
The Dollhouse? Welcome to the Dollhouse?
Welcome to the Dollhouse. No.
When did that come out?
80s movie?
In the 90s, it's Todd Solondz.
Is it a what genre movie is it?
It's just weird, dark comedy. You've seen Happiness? Todd Solondz?
I don't think so.
You guys
I feel like I'm missing out.
You are. I think you guys would definitely enjoy these movies, man.
And you're like the 90 movie guy.
We didn't get into your tattoos. I mean, can you just...
I mean, we can.
I mean, just maybe one or two.
Just show just them the, ones the, on big, your the good one.
What's the good
one? Well, the beautiful giant, woman on your forearm. The beautiful woman on your forearm.
That's from a gumball machine. No clue who this mystery woman is.
Yeah.
Love it.
But this is a rainbow
penis.
Hello!
Hello!
Oh, wow. No, that's life. Yeah. Hello!
It's a rainbow.
Rainbow penis.
Pot of gold.
Rainbow penis. Bring me
gold. It's shooting out
with
gold.
Penis shooting out gold.
Oh my good
dude, that's probably the best tattoo ever.
That's the thing that brings me luck. Every time I want good luck, I rub it and I'm like, rainbow penis, bring me luck.
Rainbow penis, bring me luck.
It's
when did you get that beauty?
I think it was 2018. I got it on this MTV show called How Far Is Tattoo Far, where you go on with like a friend who, like, it's either a friend or an enemy, and you pick like a tattoo for that person to get.
Yeah. Whoa. And then who picked that for you?
My friend Chad. And then he got a portrait of me as a tramp stamp.
Which it's
really
beautiful.
Yeah, like a really good portrait.
Lower back.
Yeah, as a tramp stamp.
Oh,
yeah.
My,
it's amazing.
Dude. Yeah.
That's amazing. Did that hurt on your, where's the most painful part to get tattooed?
For me it was my knee.
I guess it just depends. Like, I don't like getting my chest tattooed, but like I got a portrait done recently and that hurt so bad, and it was on my calf. It's
just because of the detail.
It took 4.5 hours, and it's a Chris Farley on my calf. It's so sick. Ooh. Yeah,
show it.
Well,
can you
take my pants off?
Take them off.
Well, you're in a safe place, buddy.
or you can send us a picture that I'll add it out.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Editing.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, guys. I tried to get his pants off.
You don't have to take anything off. Okay, you're in a safe place.
Everything in this garage is consensual.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have just as much as him?
I have a decent amount. He has more than I do, but I mean, you know, yeah. I still have like 50-something tattoos.
50-something.
How long have you had the Jackass tattoo?
I got that right after we filmed. Like, so when I was told that we were going to be making the movie, we had to do a test shoot before it got officially greenlit with all the new people in it.
Yeah.
So right after the test shoot, I went and got that test. Well, actually, before the test shoot, I went and got this, like... I was like, oh, I don't even know if this is going to work out yet. And I went and just got it. And it was just like, fuck it, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Because I kind of loosely knew of you for a while just through the internet and stuff like that. I kind of loosely been, like, I'd see your videos pop up in like different avenues and stuff like that. And when you got the movie, I knew how much of a fan you were of the franchise, even being like on the outside, like of just loosely knowing you.
Yeah.
So I was not even knowing you, like I recently met you. I was so stoked for you because I knew how much that meant to you, and also how long that you had been at it, kind of been what I consider kind of showcasing and proving yourself to those guys, being like, yo, I'm worthy of being a part of this gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Pretty sick. It had been super surreal. How did you originally find out, like message, email, like a call? Yeah. What was the process?
So the process when I randomly got a DM from this random account that had barely had any followers or anything. And they were like, we're making this Jackass anniversary special. And, you know, we're looking for people that have, like, the same spirit as we do. We like to talk to you. And I thought it sounded like just some documentary thing. And I thought it was a prank, too. I literally thought it was a prank. And because it was just from some random account. And
yeah, with, like, five followers. I can help you with your social media following. Yeah, like,
so I follow up with it. And next thing I know, I'm signing an NDA. And then I'm in a room with Knoxville and Tremaine. And yeah, it was real.
I mean, was your adrenaline pumping through your veins or what?
Yeah, I couldn't fucking believe it, dude. I was like, it's a dream come true to even just be around them. Like, I had known Steve-O before that, and like I had filmed stuff with Steve-O, but like this was like something, you know, like this could potentially be like something where we actually get to work with them in like a professional capacity. Mm-hmm, and I was like so stoked for that, because that's all I've ever wanted. And like anyone that does like, you know, like backyard stunts or like does stunts online or just viral videos, like that's like always like, oh, doing Jackass would be like the ultimate thing to do if that's what your
NBA
career path
the
is.
Yeah, yeah. The Holy Grail. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, do you think do you think you kind of manifested that in your life as well? Because you're already a fan, and did you think about it a lot? Because I believe somewhat in that, you know.
I'm a full believer of that shit.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
you could.
If you think about it and all that, to project it and think about it.
That's
like,
why you say think about it all the time.
I mean, I feel like that is it. Like that's that could be part of it. I mean, like I used to meditate and like do manifestation and meditations all the time, but not as much recently. But like, I always like ever since I was younger, like, and I started doing viral videos, when I would do like crazy like Jackass type stuff, it would all like good things would always come from it in the end, like somehow. And like I always knew that if I kept at it, something like bigger would happen. And then like you know, thinking, oh, maybe I'll get like my own show, and then like that ended up happening at some point. And then later, then that didn't really work out, and then I was just sort of like lost, you know. And then I just kept doing it, and then fucking it happened, you know. But I do think like I sort of maybe I did manifest it a little bit, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought about it a lot.
Oh yeah,
you?
I definitely thought about it a lot.
You know what I'm saying? Fantasized and thought about it, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think that you made that happen.
You know what? I think we should do some manifestation scissors right now. What do you say, huh?
Okay, so how do we do that? Because it's like this is in our heads.
I think it's like towards the head and shooting it out there. All right, so let's do. Like you guys this. Ready? Yeah, I think it's.
Well, this is something I'm going to be bad at.
Yeah, just do your best. Do your best.
You can,
that's perfect.
Hey, yeah. You can also do it from the heart.
You need to manifest better handshakes,
dude, Vinny. I fucking hate you.
Yeah, I'll just do it from the
Let's
heart.
Do it from the heart.
From the heart.
Oh, okay, cool. Ready? Yeah. All right, in 3, 2, 1.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
What are you manifesting at home? Maybe it's a promotion.
10.
Maybe it's a relationship that you really want to happen.
I just want her back.
Or maybe it's some happiness.
Wow.
13 and 14 and 15.
That's the first time we've done 15.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Increments of 3.
Yeah.
Increments of 3.
I almost feel pure. Mm-hmm. Almost.
Well,
he's the only pure one in here. You're not pure, Vinny.
Yeah, definitely not pure.
That's insane that happened in your life.
Vinny, have you ever manifested something and then it happened?
Yeah. I mean, I've been dreaming of doing what we do ever since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like
what you guys do, like in the space. I don't know how, like you go about. I don't know if you're renting out spaces or what you're doing, but it's very creative, the things that you guys are coming up with. Like,
thanks, man.
I watch as somebody who, like, just like stepping back, like just as a fan of like stunts and I grew up loving Jackass and all that stuff. And the stuff that you guys are doing, I'm like, oh, this is legit. Like a lot of time, a lot of love and a lot of effort went into this. Yeah. So I appreciate it.
Well, that means a lot. So thank you.
Yeah.
No, it's just like him, you know, growing up idolizing the Jackass guys. I feel, but when I started getting into drugs, all my passions and dreams just completely went out the window. And it was just 10 years of drug use and all that bullshit. And then when I met him in rehab, I already knew who he was.
Well, you guys met in rehab?
Yeah.
Steve, they literally said that earlier.
Yeah, we literally said that.
You know what? I'm realizing I might have ADHD. I mean, that's... Wait, no, we'll cut that out.
No, I can't. I've got to take a second.
I think he needs another. Second.
Why?
I got to take a second.
Why? What's going on with you?
I got to take a second.
Why did that freak you out?
You're just now realizing you have ADHD? You're just now realizing it? That was the moment? That was the tipping point?
No, it happened in Arizona on my latest trip. Because me and my brother drove to Arizona. Uh-huh. And we had a lot of time to conversate and talk about like real life issues.
He
presented it to me where I understood it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I do that. Where I'm just like, you know, I'm like looking at you, but my mind's somewhere else.
Gotcha.
I'm just like, yeah.
Or okay, like, so give me an example.
I'll do this. Like, if I'm on the phone or if I'm seeing you, I gotta go. Okay, good, no problem. I gotta go. Okay, yeah. You know, like I'll do stuff like that.
Yeah, but what do you have to go do when you're coming?
I don't know. I don't know. It could be anything.
No, when you say that you have to go, what do you have to do in that instance?
If I'm talking to someone and I'm thinking of something, like let's say I want to go to Ralph's and buy rice pudding or something. You know what I mean? It could be something that I don't really need to do, but I get so fixated. I'm like, I got to get rice pudding right now. I got to go. You know what I mean?
Example, where were you? Tell me one place that you were during this podcast where you weren't in this room with us. Where did you go?
I mean,
fantasizing about Ralph's getting rice pudding.
I've been all kinds of places. I was thinking about Arizona. I was thinking about,
You're thinking about all that stuff?
Yeah, I was like thinking, oh, when can I see my mom again? And then I was thinking about, I just set up a new skateboard, but I realized I haven't skated it. So I'm like, oh, dude, I haven't skated my board. I'm so sorry, Vinny. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, this isn't.
I'm so sorry. This is not really important, guys. Let's get back to the jackass talk. I want to get back to the jackass talk.
We are going to get into it, but this is very important growth for the show for me to realize that you went six or seven other places in this short amount of time.
but what I'm telling you, but you know, okay, so I'll give you an example.
You know what I was thinking about?
What?
I was like, wow, what's Vinny's life like?
But in my defense, I was thinking about.
That's what I was doing when I was lit.
I was thinking about, maybe I could get a tattoo with these guys, or, I mean, like, my mind went to the tattoo land, like, oh, that'd be cool if, like, I could, like, get a flash tattoo with these guys. That did cross my mind.
And then after the tattoo, he wants rice pudding.
Rice pudding sounds good.
Rice pudding is good.
They sell one at Ralph's called, I think, with a senor or something. But anyway.
Scissor Brothers! Scissor Bros is brought to you by
DraftKings.
Join the action of the biggest college basketball tournament of the year with DraftKings Sportsbook.
New customers bet $5 on any team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do.
If they win,
you win.
If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still join the College Hoops action with DraftKings Pools.
Everyone can play free pools all March long for a shot at a share of over $250,000 in prizes.
That's a lot of prizes.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code SCISSOR, bet $5 on any College Hoops team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do.
If they win, you win with promo code SCISSOR this week at DraftKings Sportsbook.
21 and over. Restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
DraftKings.
Dude, I think I'm going to get in on this.
Yeah, let's shoot some hoops.
Okay.
Go ahead. Two, three, four, six, nine, ten, swoosh. DraftKings.
But anyway, I'm realizing that because we all got sober, and that was a conscious decision for me to get sober. But I'm realizing now that's not the end of this work. I'm realizing now, oh, I have these other things I haven't dealt with. Yeah. That's all it is. And maybe I need to get prescribed. I don't know. Maybe I need to see a psychiatrist. What do you guys think?
BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.com.
Oh, God, dude. Fucking BetterHelp.
No, honestly.
I had a good joke about BetterHelp.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
But do you guys know much about ADH? Because...
No, not me.
Wait, what did you say?
ADHD.
What did you say?
See, you're doing your whole
thing. Oh, God.
You're making it into a bit.
Huh? Like, what?
You're making it into a bit.
Did you say tattoos?
Yeah.
So I love you, man.
I love you too, man. But, I love you too, man.
The restrained viper in his grip right now. I love you so much, man. Yeah. I love you, dude. I love you.
But I'm just saying, you know, we got sober. I got sober. That was a decision.
Did you know they met in rehab? Okay, I'll lay off.
Did you know Zach's in Jackass?
You know what? That's not really fair because I do listen. I do get certain things. You know,
I grab.
Yeah.
Ask me another question. He'll cut it out.
Ask me what else. Like, go ahead. The stuff we've talked about. Ask me a question.
Oh, you want
to see if I was paying attention?
You want them to test you?
Yeah. Go ahead. Because I do pay attention. You know, I'm in and out.
Where did Zach perform his first stand up?
Oh, it was at that. It was in the at the Comedy Store.
It was
not just a normal comedy show because at the end it was something about a song. You guys would sing a song. As
yeah,
well.
Touche.
Very good.
That was it.
That was before the podcast. There you go.
And that was see, do it again. Two more, just to prove that I was listening.
What kind of tattoo does Zach have on his stomach?
It's a beautiful pot of gold. With a beautiful penis coming out of
what
the gold.
What color is the penis?
It's a rainbow.
Okay.
These are layups. It's good.
Yeah, those are layups. Yeah.
Throw me a three-pointer.
You can't miss.
Throw me a three-pointer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, throw me a three-pointer.
Really?
Yeah,
from downtown?
I'm ready.
I'm
ready.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Think about it.
What do I have in my friend's beard?
Oh, that is a good one. That's a good one.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Semen.
Touche.
Oh. Okay, so wait.
So,
this is what Steve memorizes. This,
hold up.
The
I
semen,
want all
the dicks.
No. Don't make it a bit. I want to tell the viewers and listeners.
My memory's great.
It's not all bad. I do listen. See, because you know I listen.
Yeah.
I astral project for like, I just like whoop, and then I'm back.
Gotcha.
Take a glimpse into it, and I'm like, oh, I got to come back.
You ever try astral projection?
Yeah.
We talked about it recently on a podcast, and I've never done it before, but I'm very curious about it.
Describe what that is first.
I don't really know. Like, I'm probably not the best person to describe it. Like, it's just like, I'm like horrible at describing this. Isn't it just where like, you're in a deep like meditative state, and then you're like, you're projecting somewhere else. Like,
yeah,
Because like your physical body's here, but like your mental.
Yeah, it's like separating your consciousness from your body.
Your consciousness is like going somewhere else.
Your physical form versus your astral form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could do that in sleep, right? Like
yeah.
When you sleep, you could like leave your body.
I did, I'm trying to think what
like
it was
if
called.
We could do a challenge, like sleep, where like we fought in the astral projection plane. Like we jousted or something.
That's amazing.
When I first got into meditation, my friend sent me this like, this meditation is like the CIA, like it was from like some CIA experiment where like they were like testing out all these different things, and like a lot of it had to do with like astral projection. And then one of the things, as well as in rehab, I was doing this too. I was just like, because they just had all the CIA fucking meditations that you're supposed to do, and it's supposed to take like a couple like weeks or like months or whatever to do them all. And I was like, I lay down in my bed in the sober living, and I just started doing the meditation, and then fucking all I remember after that is just getting up and walking downstairs and having a conversation with someone. And like, I thought like I just woke up, and then like I'm having the conversation with them, and then like a few minutes go by, and then boom, I just wake up in my bed, and the person was like actually downstairs, but like they don't, like I went down there and I was like, they were right where I thought they were, like in, they were right where they were. Like, right exactly where they were in the meditation thing. And I was like, what the fuck? Did I come down here?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm like, did I come down here? And they're like, no. And then I was like, what the fuck?
And that's insane, dude.
Yeah, it was gnarly. Yeah. But I used to meditate a lot. I really like meditation, though. Yeah. I need to start doing it again.
Have you ever had either of you ever had any spirit or ghost encounters before?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I sensed it. I sensed it.
Action.
So
it's all on you.
I used to go ghost hunting like a lot when I was younger, like with my friends, and like really that was more like just like urban exploration stuff. But we'd find these places online that were supposedly haunted and shit. And my grandma would always say that I was bringing like demons into the house and stuff. She was super religious. But one time though, there's a couple of different things that happened. I'll tell this story first, and then I'll tell why I think this actually happened, because I figured this out on another podcast recently, and why I think I'm being followed by something. Anyways.
Wait, you think you're being followed?
Just listen.
You better not have brought that into this car.
No, it's not following me. But
okay. I live with you.
Anyways, at my childhood home, I was taking a shower one day, and I felt like it. I don't know if... At first, I thought it was just like a shift of wind or something. I didn't know what it was. I felt like someone put their hand on my back, like while I was taking a shower. And that sounds like fucking, you know, weird or whatever at first, but like, it scared the shit out of me. Like, it literally felt like a full-on hand on my back, like in the shower.
It wasn't just like
that. Yeah, it wasn't just like that. No, it was like a full-on, like
you felt it. Physically felt it.
I physically felt it, dude.
How old were you, dude?
And I screamed. I was probably like 16, 17.
Still scary.
Yeah, still scary. And, then, you know, I wrote it off. I was like, okay, you know, I'm not going to use that shower anymore. I started using the basement shower. Then one day I heard my sister scream while she was in the shower. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, she didn't tell me what it was, though. She didn't tell me what it was. And I was just like, okay, whatever. Then a couple weeks later, she did it. It happened again. She screamed while she was in the shower. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And she was like, it felt like someone put their hand on my back. And I was just like, what the fuck? So it scared the shit out of me. And then nothing else really happened after that. I think it might have happened to someone else too. But prior to all this, like years before all this, my sisters were playing with a Ouija board at their friend's house.
Don't, so hold up. Never say Ouija board in here.
Oh, dude.
Never. Oh. Just say board.
Okay, okay.
This guy.
Yeah.
Has a personal thing against
you. Okay.
Don't say.
Okay, I'll just say board.
Say board.
Okay, no, they're playing with
a
board.
They can say what it is.
Okay.
I just, I will never go around one. I'm very freaked out by Ouija.
Because I presented a challenge, a Ouija board. But continue.
So, there was a, I don't know if this is actually like, any of this is linked, but someone, it was brought up to me on another podcast, and I was like, holy fucking shit, maybe that is. But anyway, so when I was younger, my sisters were like, at their friend's house playing with the Ouija board that was just down the street. And when something happened where, like, they heard, like, this crazy, like, laughter. And they don't, like, so they all come, like, back to our house, like, crying. Okay. So I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, I'm super religious at the time, like, very, like, super Christian. And I'm like, dude, we have to burn this shit. Like, that's what Christians do. They burn stuff. So fucking, you know, we have to go get it, and we're going to burn this fucking Ouija board. And... the thing is, like, that's the one thing you're never supposed to do with a Ouija board.
You're supposed to bury it, right?
You're supposed to, like, there's a certain way you're supposed to dispose of a Ouija board.
Really?
You're supposed to bury it. You're supposed to make sure it's closed out. And then even if, like, you don't believe it, you're supposed to close it out and then bury it. And then there's, like, there's some other way, but you're never supposed to burn it.
You're supposed to Jumanji it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait, why is that?
I don't know. Like, I would have to look it up. I don't really remember. But, like... It's just supposed to be so it doesn't get touched again, you know?
Oh, I've never heard this before. That's so interesting.
So fucking what ended up happening was, though, we started pouring gas on it. We're pouring lighter fluid on it. The shit won't burn. It won't fucking burn. It won't burn at all. We're like throwing everything on there, and then eventually it starts to fucking burn. Then, like, literally like a couple seconds after it starts burning, the embers like form into a face. And it looks like a face, and everyone was like, dude, what the fuck is going on?
Well, that's Evil Dead, the Book of the Dead.
And then finally, it fucking, like, you know, it sort of, like, just dissipates and, like, is completely burned. But when I looked it up later, like, years later, a couple things are supposed to happen when you burn a Ouija board. First off, I'm pretty sure they didn't close it out. So whatever, like, they didn't close out the Ouija board when they were done fucking with it. So that means when you don't close it out and you burn it, whatever you were talking to gets, like, released, supposedly. And then, like, it's either supposed to you're supposed to hear like this loud scream and you're supposed to die instantly if you burn a Ouija board, or that thing is supposed to attach to you.
How do you know? You could teach classes.
That's what I read. I just read all this stuff. I don't know how true any of this stuff is, but like that's literally what I read. And so that kind of stuff's happened. Then another thing, like I sort of felt like my childhood home was a little bit haunted. There was like, you could hear like footsteps a lot on the stairs. And the other thing that was really weird that happened to me, there was this one place we would always go ghost hunting. And that, there was like a good like mile like driveway up to this place. It was an old boys' school. Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily haunted. Like people didn't really like, there wasn't really a bunch of ghost stories, but you'd always hear like, oh, something happened to the kids there, you know, something like that's why they had to close it down or whatever. But, you know, I don't really know what happened with that. But there was, like, this mile-long, like, fucking driveway to get up there. And you had to park in a different neighborhood and then, like, walk all the way up to it. You couldn't drive up to it because the cops would show up and you'd get arrested. Mm-hmm. And when my friends and I would walk up to it, we'd hang out there a lot. And, like, there was usually no one in there ever. But the weird thing was that when we would start walking up, it would sound like... You know, like if you hear like a dog or like something like running behind you, you can like hear like it's like its collar and stuff like from behind you.
Yeah.
Like running, or like you can just hear it like jingling.
Pitter patter or whatever.
Or like it's like a chain, you know, or whatever. If a dog's wearing like an old like chain or whatever. And it sounded more like an old chain. But when we'd be walking, we'd start hearing like these like this like chain. And it sounded like dogs running though. But like there was we literally thought it was like coyotes or something. But like at first we were like someone's dogs, like maybe someone owned the property and they let their dogs out.
Yeah.
Because they saw that like people were there, and like so we would start running like to go up to the place like to get the fuck out of the way, to get away from these dogs. But every time then we would stop, and like it literally sounded like the dogs were right behind us. We turn around, there's nothing behind us.
Hounds
ever.
From hell from the Lost
yeah,
Boys.
Like, yeah, fucking like hellhounds, dude. Yeah. Literally nothing behind us anytime. That's pretty much like the gist of what I have.
We, right, I mean, I could probably be roommates with you guys. I mean, I have so much in common with you, because I was raised in a haunted house too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah.
So we're gonna lighten up the mood.
No, we're not. So dark, dude.
We're not lightening up the mood. I love what's going on.
Listen,
right now,
Steve.
I love what's
Let's
going on.
Let's split it up with a dance party break.
We got to do like a ghoul dance then.
A cool dance.
Yeah. Ghouls. Like some kind of...
I'm too ghoul for
like
school.
Like a ghoul or a ghost. A ghost or ghoul dance.
Well, there's about to be another ghost in here because I almost killed myself from that.
No, you didn't.
Too ghoul.
So can we do it sitting down?
Yeah, so...
Okay, but it has to be some kind of ghoul or ghost.
Oh, we should do it standing up.
Okay.
It'll get the energy up.
Okay.
Yeah, and
yeah, we need that energy back.
And
up
cleanse
right
the
now
palate, baby.
Yeah. Palette cleanser.
I forgot the music, guys. Is it okay if I add it in later?
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, but we'll have to dance in silence together right now.
Yeah, that's chill.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Ghoul or ghost dance?
We can do that all the time.
A ghouly ghost dance?
Yeah. All right, the Ouija board.
Get out, no.
Can we do a collab with us two and you two? A ghost hunters type collab.
Oh yeah, I want to.
You know, like we'll do like,
yeah, we'll go somewhere.
Yeah,
and like, yeah,
we'll go
I
somewhere.
I want to do that really bad. Yeah,
but are you down to do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. I'm
no,
really
no,
down.
But what I want to do is I want to get like, have you heard of EVP?
Yeah, let's get the gear and
electronic
everything.
Voice phenomenon.
Yeah.
Like I want to get those recorders.
Yeah, let's get the gear and do it.
And then we could camp out or sleep in the haunted house.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
We were not gonna do the Ouija board.
I would love to do that because I don't consider myself a believer, and I want to believe. You know
yeah,
I mean?
I'm down
that
to
makes
go.
Any sense?
So this is what I think we should do.
Yeah.
Let's do research. Yeah. We can make it a whole roadcast, man.
Oh, yeah. Where, I'm so
you know,
in.
We could roadcast in the van. And yeah. then we'll go, you know, even if it's yeah. a haunted hotel or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Because they're out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I'm
definitely.
Saying? So we do research.
Well, they went to some haunted woods or whatever. I don't want to go to that place. Yeah, there's a crazy hike to get up there, and I don't want to do a crazy hike in the middle of the night.
I think that would be yeah. sick, dude. What yeah. Are you up for that? This guy tuned. He didn't listen.
I'm totally down for
that. You're totally. You
yeah.
are.
Yeah, the EVPs, all that stuff. I'm down for that.
No,
yeah.
but can is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm
like,
in.
Like, how would we film that? How would we?
Some of our cameras have the green. Like, we can film.
Yeah,
like,
I have.
Like,
some of them have night vision.
Yeah, one of my cameras has night vision.
Really?
Yeah, we have one night vision camera, and I think we can get more. I know people that have gear too.
Yeah.
Would that be how difficult would that be to pull this off?
No, I don't think it would be hard at all.
Would we need a whole crew?
Do we vlog style it or do we?
So that's why we're talking about
one,
it. Like,
one,
what do you think?
Maybe we just get one camera guy.
Yeah, we'll have like one camera
that'd
person, and then
I want
like,
some Blair Witch shit going on. Like, I want like that type of vibe.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
where it's like they're following us around.
Yeah, no, we can definitely
that
pull
could
it
be
off.
Fun.
That would be fun,
dude.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
It would be really fun.
We could do a road trip.
Yeah, I'm so into that.
Out of it.
That would be really fun.
I'm so down for that.
You are?
Yeah, 100%.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you sleep in the haunted motel or hotel?
I think I would.
Like in the haunted room?
Yeah, I think I would. By myself?
No, we're all going to have sleeping bags. We'll make it like
all spooning in
there.
We're definitely pairing up. Like,
yeah.
I could sleep in, we could share sleeping bags. Or,
yeah.
Or not share, but you know. We'll make it like we're camping or something.
Yeah, no, I'm all in.
You're in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah.
So we didn't really do a song with them yet.
I wish we had a Ouija song.
Let's make a song.
We'll cut that out.
Should we do a little song?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Do a little something.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the west coast,
hunting for some ghosts or ghouls. We have the proper tools.
Hunting for some ghosts,
the hunting for some ghosts.
Hunting for some ghosts. Somebody just stole my beer out of the fridge, and I thought that it was weird because I actually don't drink beer. So ooh, put that in the fridge. I'm starting to freak.
We're hunting for some ghosts,
hunting for some ghosts.
On the west coast,
on the west coast.
Hunting for some ghosts,
hunting for some ghosts.
On the west coast,
hunting for some ghosts,
for ghosts.
And most of all, don't bring a Ouija board, cause it might scare Jeremiah out of his boots. I'm
shaking in my boots,
shaking in his boots,
shaking in my boots,
shaking in his boots.
I'm shaking in my boots,
he's shaking in his boots.
I'm shaking in my boots,
he's shaking in his boots.
Hunting for some ghosts,
ghosts.
Yeah.
On the west coast.
Ooh,
dude,
I kind of like that.
Dude.
That was fun.
Dude.
We should do more free-form songs like that.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm into it.
Yeah.
You know, dude.
We got to get you on the keyboard next time.
Oh, we're going to get to all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you guys
are with us for the next 6 hours.
Yeah. What if we bring a keyboard to the haunted places?
Oh, my God. Yes.
That would be amazing.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. We bring a keyboard and we play for the ghosts.
That's something that they have never done in any of those, like, put on a concert.
Yeah,
like
for
in
the ghosts.
Putting
on
a concert for the ghosts.
You don't think they want to be entertained too,
man?
They're
bored.
They're in the purgatory world. Yeah.
They need entertainment too.
Ghosts need need entertainment?
Is anyone in here? Dude. We're here to perform for you.
Yeah, we want to perform for the ghost.
We want to send you home tonight.
Make a noise if you're here. The ghost wants you to suck its dick, Vinny.
Wait, what?
What did you say?
No. The ghost wants you to suck its dick, Vinny. What are you going to do?
Vinny, would you go all in on that?
Yeah, would you do it?
If respect to.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Would you blow a ghost?
Yeah. Would you blow him?
I was waiting for the... there's nothing that...
That's the end.
Would
you
blow a ghost?
Yeah. You would?
I mean, it's not gay.
It doesn't matter if it's gay or not.
It's not.
Dude,
it's
okay.
Respect.
Respect.
It's respect for the dead.
It's respect for the dead.
It's fucking dying wish. He's going to go...
Brother.
He can finally go to the other side now.
The other side. He's just not in purgatory anymore.
He's like in a purgatory. He needs his dick sucked.
Okay, if he was in purgatory and if it's the only way to get him into heaven...
He's going to hell, actually. He just wants to get
to heaven. Vinny's logic is... for this ghost to get to heaven.
It's gonna
fellatio. It's not something that would happen to go to
ghost
heaven.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean, dude? What if what if I was just like I'm stuck in purgatory too, and the ghost is just like, dude, it's the only way I can
go up there. Can we role play?
Can we
role play
right now? Yeah.
Can I be the ghost?
Of course you're the ghost. Of course you are. Of course. Do it.
I could be the ghost.
Okay, so I'm already there.
Okay, all right?
and then you just show up.
You would get on your knees the whole thing.
Yeah. So I'm already in purgatory, and then you just show up. All right, and
no, but he's the ghost.
I'm the ghost.
He's in purgatory.
Yeah, but I'm already there, right?
But you're a ghost. Huh? What do you mean? Why are you sucking his dick, dude?
Yeah,
like,
you're not a ghost. Really, you would puck up your mouth. You do the whole thing.
Dude, he just gave you bedroom eyes.
Oh my god, dude, you would do it.
Dude, if it
I saw it in your eyes, man. Holy moly.
If it would help
would
a brother
it,
out,
Vinny.
Dude, you know, like.
Vinny, you would do it.
For you, dude.
Oh, no. You would do it, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
respect,
I'm that kind of friend.
That's respect, brother.
Steve,
yeah. Thank you. That's
you're
respect.
Welcome.
If you're tattooed on his body, he's going for it, brother.
I gotta get the V tattooed.
Yes,
that's,
dude, yeah.
That's love, brother.
That's pure love.
That's
pure.
Love, brother. That's it's pure.
It's pure.
Okay, let's do this ghost hunter's vacation.
Yeah.
We should definitely
make it happen.
Yeah.
We should all like be in bunk beds or something, bro.
We just bring
you,
bunk
you
beds.
You like that idea?
Yeah.
It'd be like summer, it'd be like summer camp, dude.
Oh, now you want top bunk.
I got top bunk.
I call floor.
Yeah. What if we just have one bunk bed and we're you got floor?
What
I'm not sleeping on that bottom bunk. If he's top bunk, yeah, I want floor.
Why won't you sleep on the bottom
one?
What if
bunk beds were only top
no,
bunk?
No, you don't have... What? Go explain yourself.
He said he called top bunk. I said, I'm not sleeping on the bottom bunk. I said I called floor.
No, you got to be mindful, man. You're going to do... You're going to be on top
you
bunk.
You want me... No, he called
he
top
called
bunk.
It. Yeah. He wants it.
Okay, so me and you are on the top bunk.
No.
Side by side. Side by side, dude. If you do go along, just go all the
dude,
way in
I,
with me. Yeah.
Dude,
side by
I'm
side, brother. Side by side.
Get inside a sleeping bag, man.
Yeah. Oh,
we
you
have
want
to
make
share
that? We'll do a challenge. We'll kill three birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Let's do a challenge where we'll get, because I just bought one.
Could I hear the
two
other,
in one.
Could I hear the other two birds?
Okay, you really want to hear it out?
You said three birds, one
we
stone.
We could get a roadcast.
Okay.
That's one bird.
Okay, that's one bird.
We could do a whole podcast concert.
Okay.
For the ghost, that's okay. Two.
That's a loose one.
Well, you kind of put me on the spot here, buddy.
Okay.
The third one is we could even get a challenge done. And the challenge is we get a two-man sleeping bag. A two-man sleeping bag where we just, the whole thing is can we make it throughout the night?
Can we make it throughout the whole night without getting in somebody else's sleeping bag?
I like that. You're
handcuffed to Zach. Jeremiah's handcuffed to me. So now imagine if like Zach, if you get scared and you try to run and just can't.
Yeah, and then we're both in like tidy whitey or sheath underwear.
Yeah.
Sheath underwear.
There you go.
Sheath.
Yeah, just us and our sheath.
Yeah.
So basically we're naked.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we're handcuffed together.
Yeah.
And we're in the sleeping bag together.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh my God.
And then you see a ghost and he's just like, Steve, I need
we'll feed each other Girl Scout cookies, the whole thing.
Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I could go for it then.
So comment below if you want to see this happen.
So, guys, we're going to do something unique for this episode. As we've already discussed in this episode, and as our viewers and listeners know, the more gnarly challenges do get flagged on YouTube. Yeah. And we've got a really good challenge today, but it is not going to live here on this main YouTube feed. We're going to put it on our Patreon. So we're going to close out this episode right now, but we'll tell you what the challenge is because you're definitely going to want to check it out. This is called the Man's Best Friend Challenge. And basically, we're going to be quizzing each other in our friendship, seeing how much Steve and I actually know about each other, how much Vinny and Zach know about each other, and we're going to be wearing dog shock collars. And when your friend gets something wrong about you, you get to shock them.
Can I ask you just a technical question? How painful are, like, how what's the voltage?
You can control it.
You can control it. Yeah. I mean, like, if you put it up, like, people that put it up all the way to the top, Like it fucks with you bad. It sucks.
Yeah, we
like
can't.
Also these should never be on a dog. Ooh, ever. Unless you... I would never put these on a dog. Like it's fucked.
Yeah. Can we talk about like what voltage are you?
Oh, we're gonna do it at six. We're gonna do it like it goes up to 16. We're gonna do it at like 6.
Okay.
6 is okay. Okay. Yeah.
And it'll be bzzz, yeah, just
yeah,
like,
it'll,
oh,
be
yeah,
like
yeah.
It'll hurt and it'll be funny.
Okay.
But
okay.
It won't be like oh like oh I don't
like
want to
where
do
you're
this
convulsing
anymore.
Or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you put it on 16, like I put it on 16 before. And it felt like my heart skipped a beat. Like it was
no,
fucked up. I yeah, didn't... not good.
Patreon.com/scissorbros.
Get the exclusive content
can,
there.
Can we do a shameless plug?
Of course. I want
do
you guys to do
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So check out our podcast, What the Fudge, everywhere podcasts are available on Zach's YouTube page.
Yeah. On my YouTube page, Zachass. And yeah, What the Fudge is on my YouTube page, Zachass, and on anywhere podcasts are available. Subscribe to our Patreon, What the Fudge TV.
Nope, just patreon.com/whatthefudge.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
It changed.
Our Instagram is What the Fudge TV.
Oh.
Yeah.
And also, check out Zach in Jackass Forever.
Yeah, check us out.
Support it, buy a ticket, go see it.
He's one of the new stars. Very likable. It's impossible not to fall in love with Zach during Jackass Forever.
So get your tickets today, folks.
Yep. And then also, we are filming a prank show right now.
Ooh.
Called Your Pranks, Our Show. Comes out April 1st on the Fail Army channel.
Yeah. Heck
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I sense some future good collabs between Scissor Bros and What the Fudge.
I do too. Yeah. I really see it. I see it, guys. Yeah. I do. I really do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it happen.
Let's
for
do
real.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. See the rest of y'all on Patreon. Love ya.
Love ya.
Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and man, Zachass and Vinny are two fun dudes, man. Those ghost stories were scaring the shit out of me. Vinny got a fucking Scissor Bros tattoo on his leg, and where the shit was his Gerald on his back calf or something. I'm just playing. Still pretty crazy, got that fucking tattoo on the front of his leg, but anywho. Hope you guys are having a good week. Just one more time, I want to let you guys know the challenge going to Patreon is just a one-time deal. We'll only be doing that when we know it's going to be flagged on the main channel and it's too gnarly. We don't want to get any more flags or strikes on this channel because we don't want this channel to be deleted. So we just got to be a little bit more protective since they've had our eyes on us. But, you know. It's not a cash grab or anything like that. We just want to do it safely. So if I see some comments, then, you know, gang shit. I'll meet you out in the streets. I'll fuck you up if I see any negativity in the comments because of this. We got to do what we got to do to protect us at all costs. I'm sorry, guys. I got worked up. I appreciate all the love from our Scissor family out there. And have you seen Jeremiah's new Stand Up on the Spot special? That bitch didn't give me the credit that I deserve. I'm a silent producer, but I'm speaking up now, man. Anyway, go see that at youtube.com/JeremiahWatkins. A lot of funny comics on it. hey, did some poppers this week. My butthole got so loose that I enveloped a tortoise. It was pretty wild, pretty sexual. All right, I'm revealing a little bit too much about myself now. I love you guys. I gotta go and hope you're well. Love you. Bye.
We're hunting for some ghosts.
Hunting for some ghosts.
On the west coast.
On the west coast.
Hunting for some ghosts.
Hunting for some ghosts.
On the west coast.
Hunting for some ghosts for ghosts.
Ghost, ghost, ghost. On the west coast.
Don't
ghost,
get bored.
Ghost. Hunting for some
and
ghosts.
Most of all, ghost. Don't breathe.